You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard and weekly pay, produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our log of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. Our builder's labour is a name to make a man feel proud.
And it's good morning from the Concrete Gang, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, every Sunday morning on your 8.55 a.m. dial, 3CR Community Radio at 9.30 every Sunday morning. And a happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. We'll kick off with that. Young Campo, welcome.
Happy Father's Day, Ollie.
Seven Trees, how are you, mate?
Good morning, happy Father's Day, everybody.
And the Woodpecker.
Morning, happy Father's Day.
Got on, beautiful boys. And let's hope no one gets a cray pot for
Father's
Day. We just had a bit of a cray pot joke, but anyway.
Chunk of the week.
All right. Well, where are we going to start, lads? Well, I suppose we better carry on with the crane update, mate.
With the crane incident we had last week, obviously just following on. It's still sort of sitting there doing nothing. It's a bit of
explain which one, because we've had a couple.
The one in Derrimut, the Fafel Fabco.
The built job.
The fell down at the built job in Derrimut. So yeah, it's still sitting in there. The scene's still under non-disturbance.
In the scene of the crime?
Pretty much, yeah. So it's still under non-disturbance. So that means no one can go near it. They're looking at pulling it apart very soon because they've got methodology and swims about how they're going to pull it apart. As you can imagine, this isn't your normal crane dismantle. This is a demolition job. So once they get the swims all written up, it's going to go for a review to WorkSafe. WorkSafe will pull up the non-disturbance, and then they can start setting up, obviously, your geotechs for your mobile cranes to go in there, stuff like that, and then it'll just be a slow burn, unfortunately.
When they work ahead, me blokes are going to need.
Yeah, stuff like that there. It's going to take a bit of time. This will be week two, probably, you know what I mean? But it's basically just sat there as an ornament.
So there's no result what actually happened until we get all
nothing's until it comes down, gets inspected and all that there. Nothing will come out about it anytime soon anyway, until it's down.
Okay, and then that was, and last weekend we had some bad weather and we had some, for a bit more crane action, Woodpecker.
Yeah, we did. It was that Friday night where it was really windy.
And rainy
and everything. On the Normanby Road, the Maxcon job. They border with a Hamilton Marino job, and the crane was obviously in weather vane. It was swinging around because it was a bit lower than everyone else's, so that one was swinging around a bit more. And
lucky it was in weather vane.
Yeah, yeah. And the chains were left on the hook, and they swung around because it's in such close proximity to the Hamilton Marino job. It hooked onto the Alimak, their guide, where the, fortunately it was just the guide where the ropes go up and down, the cables. It hooked onto that, ripped that off, and then it ended up coming around and getting caught on the boom. So I was at my son's sports Saturday, so I got down there at about 10 o'clock, quarter past 10. Obviously, Maxcon, we thought they'd all gone home, got the crane all tested, got it all done, so went back out there Tuesday because it was the RDO, had a toolbox, let everyone know what was going on. And the change, at the end of the day, the change shouldn't have been on the hook, you know, yeah. for the sake of 5 minutes on a Friday, because they weren't coming in on the Saturday, I don't believe, because the weather was so shit anyway, you know. And, fortunately for Hamilton Reno, they had another Ally Max so they could use it and they were working. But Rig Tech went out there on the Monday on the RDO. They were out there for probably 6 hours testing the Ally Max, and it all got fixed. But, it was just pretty lucky, and it was an accident that didn't need to happen, you know.
Yeah, and yeah. Since then we've set out alert and reminding everyone that the chain should come off the hooks over the weekends or overnight for that reason.
Yeah.
And these days they have them, I don't know, what would you say, jibbed up
jibbed
more.
Jibbed right up because
they're so close to each other and so close to the buildings and all that. And there's more chance of them getting hooked up with the chains on. So we need to get those chains off every night.
Yeah.
It's these small margins that end up causing the bigger disasters, don't they? You know what I mean, when you think about it?
When I went out there, the crane crew, they were shattered in themselves. They knew that, you know, it was just an easy fix. It didn't need to happen. And
yeah,
it will never happen again. Definitely not on that job anyway, that's for sure. Because they were shattered in themselves, you know. There was no point beating them up because they'd already done it to themselves.
Yeah, And talking about Ally Max.
Oh, yes, another one. Jeez. Woodpecker. It's all been happening. What is it? The A...
A565A.
Yeah, it's the model, the 65A. I think there's only two of them in Melbourne. They're both on a Mervac job down in Lithgow's. Dave Lithgow's job down in, what street is that?
Lorimer Street.
Port Melbourne.
Port Melbourne. They've got, what would you call it? It's a guide that runs up and down.
Guide rollers.
Yeah, and they're nylon, like a nylon or a Teflon, sort of hard Teflon plastic. And it keeps sort of chewing out and jumping off the bearing, so... That's happened twice. It's been replaced, and now they've changed them to a metal roller, and they're gonna go around and see how that goes. Make sure that doesn't keep happening. But these are the only two, I believe, in Victoria. So they're a new model for Alimac, and they don't really know why this is happening. So
yeah.
We're gonna keep an eye on it. An alert went out to everybody, and we'll keep an eye on it. They think they've rectified the problem, but I guess time will tell. You know.
Mm. Oh, okay, so. If you're not sure about Yelly Mac, get someone out to have a look at it.
Yeah.
It pays to just go and have a look at them now. Like, you know, there's been an incident. Doesn't take long to get
going out, getting the logbook out, and well, you should be doing it anyway on your safety walk, so make sure are up. Because
all the daily checks are done and all that.
Exactly with the builders' bloody, what do you call them now, deadlines or whatever, that they're the first things that they never get serviced properly, or they're always done out of hours when the poor blokes are working in the dark and stuff, so... If they're due a service, just pull them up and they'll come out and service it there and then. You know. Yeah.
And this is the other thing with service and with the cranes and all that, same thing. I mean, some reason we're having trouble. People aren't giving the coming out to service these things, but the builders aren't giving them time to service them. So if they haven't serviced your crane or your Alimax, stop them.
Yeah, and
that'll get them done.
That should be included in your safety walks, getting the service, out of the crane to make sure they're up to service, because a lot of the times that gets missed because it's up in the air, but... That should be part of your safety walk every week.
That's right.
And if something does go wrong, the likes of the work safe, that's the first thing they go and look at, is the logbooks and that, to make sure they're all filled in your daily checklist. And if you're not doing that, it's easy for them to point blame at the
high-risk ticket.
Do you always fill yours in?
All the time. Every time.
Fill it in on Monday.
Was it worth reading is another story.
Bingo bins.
Oh yeah, good old bingo bins. They never seem to disappoint, do they? They're always. I don't know.
We're going to send them a bill for you standing out there laughing.
It worked though, didn't it?
We couldn't get onto him. He was too busy.
No, he's too busy.
It worked. Yeah, they were. There's a job just up from the office. A little tiny refurb. It's worth like half a million.
Next door.
Half a million is worth nothing, right? And
is that the one where the car drove through?
Yeah.
No. Well, that's up from where the car drove through. Yeah,
it's
pretty exciting where our office is, isn't it? So, they're doing a bin changeover. Normal routine for a building site that most of our members and listeners would see. Obviously, he's dropped the empty off, then they go and pick up the other one, they drag it, and then as they drag it, they start pulling it on. He's pulled it on, and it's gone on at an angle and slipped off. Only this... Normally, if we were doing this, would be on an enclosed road or on the building site, you know, under traffic controls. Because this is a little small job, he's done it in the middle of Elizabeth Street, and he's blocked the whole of Elizabeth Street. So they sat there for ages, not knowing what to do. He's obviously called his higher-ups. Bingo Bins then sent down a high-ab truck that normally lifts the, you know, the skip bins off.
Remember, this is half an hour show.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I know. This is what I'm...
Long version of a short story.
And they hooked onto it, and I stood there with another organizer looking at them. I'm like, what are you thinking? They're like, oh, we're just going to pick this up. And I'm like, it won't be good enough for it. Anyway, it wasn't good enough for it, so they had to go and get a real crane in. They had to go get a... Yeah.
You should just put your shoulder on it. You would have knocked that out.
Oh, mate, yeah.
But how funny, looking at the truck, it wasn't funny, but the poor driver, I pulled up and the driver, the whole truck looked like it was nearly about to tip over, and you couldn't save us from unsavoury ground. But the whole thing,
unsavoury ground.
You know, unstable ground. It's the middle of a living street, side up, one traffic controller, he was running around going, what am I going to do?
Probably full of cray pots too. Yeah.
And then they had their head of safety, their main safety executive, we could call it, standing down there filming everything they're doing. The guy's on the phone to someone in Sydney telling him how to hook the bin up and then how to fix it. Then absolutely no idea.
And he had you two peanuts there.
Well, it worked. Yeah.
Old Savory and old Crayfish.
No one was killed.
Two phones.
You've done a good job.
You can say what you want about the CFMU, but no one was killed. Because there was pedestrians coming past, and she was trying to stop pedestrians, and they didn't have any clue what they were doing. It was a real shambles. Like,
all they were missing was the music.
Well, I can hear a lot of snoring going out there.
Yeah.
We better get back on the rails.
All right.
But very, very good report there, young Frank. And thanks to your sidekick, Savory.
Unsavory ground. That's a cracker. That's another good one for today.
Yeah, I'm going to write a book.
Cray pot and unsavory cray pot.
Hammett Marina. What have we got them down for? Just general whinging or something?
General whinging.
Okay.
Would it be? What are they doing?
I don't know. General whinging.
Yeah. Well, they're not happy.
They're not happy. Sander So.
Campo.
We spoke about it last week. We had a union activist. She's actually the president of
BWI.
BWI? World. And she's just telling us about the issues in, is it
Myanmar?
Frank, you give the report.
Special
comments. Anyway, she spoke at our office on Thursday night, and it was lucky enough, me and Free Trees were there. It was a very good report, and I tell you what, some of the stuff they're going through there, because they're under a military dictatorship, and like what they're doing what they're doing to the unions over there, and what they're doing to the people is unbelievable. She gave us a story about a bloke. He got 2 years jail for being a union activist or union secretary of a union. He got out. One day, they locked him back up for 7 years. And over there, hard time is you're not allowed to write a letter. You're not allowed to contact your family. They don't know where you are. They don't know if they've just taken him out the back or whatever. No one knows. And, you know, some of the suffering the people are there going through is ridiculous. Like, she's a political refugee, because obviously if you're a unionist or any activist within the people, and she was talking about the way they were resisting and what they've been doing to try and fight back, but you know, they're up against it.
So since the political coup over there, they've had 29,608 total arrests of union activists, and then they've had 7,159 killed by the military coup.
Yeah.
So that we think we're going through tough times. Like, just 7,000 of their members killed. Like, we think.
Yeah. I remember. I can't remember the name of the bloody place, but a conference with the same.
What a great report! Well done, mate.
Well, I've got someone prompting me up, mate. Like, you know. But anyway, I was going to give a report about how hard it was here for the organisers with the new laws about, you know, right of entries and all that. And before me, a bloke
Uruguay,
that's right. And before me, a bloke gets up and talks about in Brazil or Colombia, how bad it was. They had 26 officials killed that year. So I didn't get up. too embarrassed. But you think we've got it hard here, but some of the things that go on overseas, just to organise trade unions and get people better conditions and wages, and we complain here about what we've got and how hard it is. It's disgraceful. And that lady, I've heard her talk before, it breaks your heart, doesn't it?
100%.
It was a great turnout last night. And it was at the office on Thursday night, and big shout out to Lisa and Maggie.
Yeah,
a lot of the hard work women setting up
great
all the
effort,
stuff,
girls.
You know?
And all the women, you know, the women, CFMU women, they all did a great job. And It was, yeah, like you said, I remember listening to the Korean Union once, and they were talking about lighting themselves on fire. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm like,
I know, shocking. You know, All right, on that sad note, we'll go to it. We'll go to break. You got a little tune for us, young camper?
Yeah, I do. Shout out to Dean Doran. It was his birthday, his 60th birthday. He was telling me how him and his mum and his dad they always listen to the Concrete Gang. His dad's passed away, DJ Doran, and his mum still listens to it. And
they, good on your mum.
The favourite song is...
what's her name?
Carol Doran. So she's shout out to Carol, the Pogues. The Wild Rover.
That's for you, Carol.
I've been a wild rover for many a year, and I spent so many money on whiskey and beer. But now I'm returning with gold in great store, and I promise to play the wild rover no more. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play. Never, no more. I went to an ale house I used to frequent, and I told the landlady me money's all spent. I asked her for credit, she answered me nay. Sure, a custom like yours I could get any day. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never.
And there it was. That's for you, Carol. I hope you keep listening. We're sorry to hear about your husband and the Dean. Happy birthday, mate.
Happy birthday.
Keep listening, Dino, to the Concrete Gang. Good on you. All right.
He's in Bali at the minute.
He is. I'll tell you what, he'd be a bit red-faced because definitely he had a couple on Saturday night. He was a bit glowy.
No, he's not a fan of sunscreen. I know that.
He's got a natural glow.
That Irish blood in him. He's not a fan of sunscreen. He's like myself.
All right. We've got some more sad news too because... the great mate of ours, Buzzer, the great man Buzzer, who used to do the Concrete Gang, he's lost his father. Very sad news. He was pretty sick for a while. His dad's James, or Red Jim, they used to call him. So we've got the details here. So if you'd like to go to the funeral, it is on the Tuesday, the 9th of September, at 2 p.m. at Geelong Memorial Crematorium, 42 to 110 Burvilles Road, Burvilles, Burvilles Road, Armstrong Creek, and afterwards to get together at St Mary's Football Club at Latrobe Terrace. That's near the footy, Geelong Footy Club, I'd say. So yeah, so if you'd like to send your condolences off to James, that's where the funeral is, and to Jerry and his family. A sincere send out from the Concrete Gang, mate. You're a good friend of ours. Mm. You've been a good comrade. You were on the show for years, and we haven't forgot you. Well, sad news.
Yeah, condolences to the family, mate, and we're all with you, Buzzer.
All right, now what have we got now, boys? We've got Fairbrothers down in Bendigo.
Fairbrothers down in Bendigo. They're doing the Bendigo Hospital, and we've all. If you ever dealt with Fairbrothers, they're not the best. They're not real fair when you have a look at some of their jobs. Not fair at all.
Should we get the name changed?
Yeah. So
unfair brothers.
Shit brothers.
So we've had a massive amount of issues on the job in relation to the scaffold, Waco scaffold. Waco's doing. We've got the scaffold there, and there's all boards missing, ties. Oh, apparently. Job was shut for a couple of days, just going through all the scaffold issues,
Very unsavoury.
And the whole job, apparently the whole job was a bit of a mess. And
Other subbies just going lifting boards off? Or
yeah, I think so, all that sort of stuff.
Remember what happened in Sydney?
Yep.
Removing clips and stuff.
Removing pieces of...
Ended up coming down and killing that young fella.
Never mind Sydney, it happened here in Paran.
Oh, on Chapel Street as well, yeah.
That's what happens when the builder doesn't manage a job properly, because obviously the scaffolds come and build a scaffold, and if it's only a small scaffold, they might not be there for a few days, and that's you come back and someone's moved all the boards and pulled out
it's
clips.
Not the boards, it's when they start taking the ties out.
I've
got to put a window in, one tie won't matter. Mate's up the next level taking the tie out because he's doing the brickwork, and the other bloke's up the other level putting the window when he's taking the tie out.
Or overloading them. You see them overloading them all the time.
They do, Frankie. And that was part of that one too. Was the old Bricky's labour was...
Yeah, I remember the job he was talking about,
And the builder put
it was all over the road.
And the only thing that saved a baby, a lady and a baby in a pusher was the light turned red.
Oh.
So that, how lucky yeah, that was. Yeah. I remember getting there just after it happened. Oh, man, it was scary stuff. She was still
shaking.
Sitting down crying, you know. Oh, geez, it was pretty sad. But that's what happens when people just take safety in their own hands.
And
you know?
The builder just push.
Yeah.
They don't actually take it seriously when they think how important the SCAF is, when it's access, it's overhead protection, all this sort of stuff.
Yeah, take it for granted.
You know what I mean? And they just think, oh, no, we'll just remove that there, that ledger or that tire, or this, you know what I mean?
Especially when you walk on the jobs after the renderers have been on there and the brickies, like the scaffold, like it's covered in just...
I want you to say something about like the acid they use on the brick, yeah, whatever, the acid. It can chew away at the scaffold.
The acid they use to clean bricks chews at aluminium. So that's, you know, weakens it again.
I would never have thought that.
Not ideal.
Well, all right. excuse me. Morwell Training Centre. We opened up a new training unit down Morwell during the week.
Yeah, went down there.
You were there. You got to open another car door, you wouldn't?
Yeah,
you
were there. For a free food.
Yeah.
They have nice sandwiches.
Went down there. What day was that? Wednesday? Wednesday went down there. Yeah. Opening up. We're busy. Been working pretty hard on that as well, so... Yeah, everyone went down there. They're gonna do a lot of in house training, and especially for the shutdowns in the what do they got down there?
Yeah, the power plants.
The power plants and all that down there. So they'll do the scaffold, they'll do everything all in house up in Morwell. So they're all ready to go, which was a good thing. I think it's been a long time coming, but I think we've bought the property now. Plumbers are in there as well. They're gonna rent some space off us. It's a good thing, you know. They don't have to travel all the way down here to get the training. They get the proper training from the union for the job. So it's...
Have they got equipment down there to train them up?
Yeah, they've got equipment. Yeah, they've got a mobile crane there. They've got scaffold. They've got a scissor and lift. All that. Yeah.
Okay.
So might need a bit of a paint job, but it's down there, you know.
That's good to me to start, though. Yeah.
And they'll be doing first aid, all that stuff down there as well.
Well, you can't get enough training. I mean, a lot of people have been killed by scissor lifts too.
Crushed them, many times.
That's
right. I've
been to a couple.
Terrible.
Unforgiven.
Maybe.
Cranes. Boom lifts,
everything. Yeah. Mate, I'd love to know, and you will never know, how many people have gone through our training centre and done first aid tickets and how many people have been saved just
around the house, not even on the job.
Do you know what I find?
And a special shout out to Annie and the gang. Yes.
100%.
Do you know what I find completely wild? The fact that you need to... You do a scissor lift ticket, it's just a competency thing.
Yep.
You do a boom lift ticket, it's a high-risk ticket.
Yeah, I know.
But there is no high-risk ticket for a piling rig.
I know.
How is that?
That's been going on for years. Yeah,
it's crazy,
it's
isn't
ridiculous.
It?
And there was a bloke killed on a piling rig. If you can't tell me you don't need rigging tickets to put one of those together.
Someone was telling me years ago, maybe about 2 years ago, I think when the one fell at Frankston.
Yeah.
And they were saying about how come this isn't a thing. And one of the...
High-risk ticket.
Like, why isn't this a high-risk ticket? And someone from one of the governing bodies says it won't become a ticket until someone from the public dies.
That's gross.
So we need to take a ticket?
So don't worry about anybody on the job who's already been killed or passed away or get hurt. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I actually think we've had people in the public die. We've had them fall over off jobs years ago. You know what I mean?
Well, definitely affected. That one fell over on the psych ward at Frankston.
Correct, yeah. Because
they stand pretty tall. How tall would a piling ring on
the head of that? That was like a makeshift rig of two rigs put together. Yeah. It was top heavy. It was 6 ton up the top or something, you know?
All right. Moving along. Father's Day. We've already said the Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, all the fathers out there. Good on you, boys. Have a good day. Hope you're being looked after by your kids and
hopefully
your wife.
Hopefully the weather is good for everyone.
That's right. We got on the scallywags, and I've got none. That can't be right.
I've got one.
Okay, mate, you got one?
We got one.
Fish pot.
And you hear about the media bagging out traffic controllers. We've just had a traffic control company charge after killing a worker. So a traffic controller got killed on the Eastern Freeway in Melbourne. This happened in 2000. This is how long it takes. This happened in 2023, August, and the company just been charged now for negligence. The company's called MakeSafe, you know.
Two years later.
It takes 2 years to charge,
Yeah.
And that's not even going to court and going to see what he's got to go through.
And the reality is nothing will get done about it either. They'll just go back to using shitty setups and all that there, and someone else will end up getting
hurt. It upsets me, and it upsets all us boys. You know, the hard work them traffic controllers do, and you've got no control of a car coming at you at 100K. You know what I mean? And who's behind it, you know?
It's cheap, though. It's a cheap way of doing it, and there's the right way of doing it, and they always go for the cheap way.
Mm-hmm. So that one.
Yeah. So who's that? Who's the scallywag gun?
Well, we'll give it to the traffic control company, I suppose. Make safe. Traffic management.
Make safe.
Mm. Make safe.
Also, you got Fulton Hogan's. I was talking to one of the organisers the other day. Had sacked one of their workers. You know what I mean? There's a few discrepancies about something that had gone on. And there was policies they were meant to follow, and they just decided we're not going to follow any policy. We're just going to sack the worker. It's very unfair. So obviously they want to go down that route. Obviously, we'll do what we do best. And that there. Fulton Hogan's, mate.
And we've also got Castle. Remember Castle?
Regular.
Oh, Castle. Your front old Castle last minute.
The facade mob. They had subbies and ABNers all on different wages, so we had to go down there, and that is getting fixed up now, which was good.
Yeah, it must be a good organiser out there.
Yeah, I don't know who else here. But that's getting
all started. Right, we've got three there. Okay, Sookie Lala's. Oh, there's got to be some of them out there. They're always sooking.
I reckon the bloke who was driving the truck for Bingo's Bins, he would have been sooking by the end of it.
He'd be having a massive sook for sure.
he wasn't sooking as much as the bloke looking after him, I'll tell you.
Two blokes staring at him all day.
We got anyone else?
I think there's always someone we can throw in there.
All right, we'll do that. Looks like you get surprised. So which ones get the scallywag? Fulton Hogan.
Toby Pinwell.
Pimble.
Well, he's ringing up for a sook.
That's a slab right there.
There you go, traffic management.
Yeah, there we go.
That's a slab if I've ever heard of one.
So who we give it to?
Fulton Hogan.
Fulton Hogan and the Sookie Lala.
Fairbrothers. They'll be sooking there.
Fairbrothers. Good work, camper. All right.
Before we go, big shout out to Hamish for supplying cups, personalised cups to the Concrete Gang.
Thank you very much. Good on you, mate. Yep. Jeez, that's a good pick up. Yeah. All right, we'll go in the same old way. Dare to struggle.
Dare to win.
And if you don't fight,
you lose.
And it's Good Morning from the Concrete, and we're going out with
Bob Marley.
Sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.